I don't know. He didn't seem to know what they were in there for. Well, you can listen to what you've taped with the headphones.
What?
You can listen to what you've taped.
You
can play it back,
yeah,
if you want to, yeah.
Unless if you put the headphones in, it would, you'd maybe be listening to it as it's taping.
I don't think you can do that.
Did you have to sign for something to say that you
have
it?
To say they've had it, yeah.
Yeah. When's it coming back?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, alright. And is that the microphone?
Yes.
And are you supposed to wear that?
Stick it in it, wherever, yeah.
And you're...
Stick it where you like.
Somewhere. For what?
Stick it where you like.
But does it need to be uncovered?
No. It's got its own recording level.
Yeah. But even if... And are you supposed to tell people that you're recording what they're saying, or just record it and then tell them afterwards?
I suppose you should tell them that you're going to take the conversation, maybe, yeah. I don't suppose that matters, really.
But I mean, if you put your headphones on, you see, they might just think you were listening to a Walkman, and they come up with some bad language towards you. And then, especially if you tell them you were recording what they said, it could be dangerous. I've asked Brian to take the dog out as well when he comes back.
I won't have time now.
No. But I'm going to Chester tomorrow.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Didn't I tell you about that?
There's no petrol in the car.
You mean every time I have that car in?
No, I put it in the last 2 times. 20 quid worth. So you wash my little car.
Watch it or wash it?
Watch it. Be careful.
I'll be very careful with your little car, though. Well, it's not far to Chester. It's not as far to Chester as it is to Swansea, I think.
I don't suppose it is.
Hmm?
No. Go the motorways, though, if you can.
No.
You have to watch for the roadworks. I mean, roadworks on the M6 are diabolical,
aren't they? It took us 3.5 hours coming back from Swansea. If we stopped after half an hour as well. And I think it's longer coming back that way.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
You sure?
I'm positive. Shorter.
Because I remember the first time I went down that way over the bridge, it was about 180 miles I clocked up. But coming back, I only clocked up about 120.
What was the mileage when we got there? 111?
Something like that, yeah. So it was 300 coming back, total 300.
I can't remember now exactly.
I think it does make a difference going over the bridge. I found it when I was driving the last time. But I couldn't remember where the turnoff was to come up the scenic route because I was reading and you'd passed it.
Yeah, well, you could... go down the M50 into Ross and then go from there.
There was a turn off and I didn't know whether the turn off was at Cardiff and we went past it.
Yeah, there is a... Oh, to go back that way, yeah.
Yeah.
You could turn off for Abergavenny again.
But that was going straight up.
If they're too tight, I'm not going to put them on. So, where's she gone now?
Yep, sure. Well, she was going to Birmingham, and then she was going to the careers office.
They close at about 4 o'clock, don't they?
Yeah, well, probably. And she was hoping that they would have sent her for an interview there and then in the afternoon. But she probably stayed in Birmingham.
Well, Birmingham's on the cards because Stevie Boy works there, doesn't he? Don't
Come on, Brownie, get in the shopping.
Thanks, Brownie.
Glorious food. I get you, no doubt. Wait.
Your dinner's on top of the cooker, so it might be hot.
Give me one.
Audrey should let him in. I've got a microphone as well.
Yeah, John at the moment.
Recording. Oh, let's see. What was that? Oh, some experiment. Right.
Some market research just to see how many times you swear. That mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So there'll be plenty on it.
We should win any competition.
Hands down, I think.
I can't eat any more of that.
Macaroni cheese.
Hey.
It tastes all right for a few mouthfuls, and then after that, it's a bit monotonous.
I've just been up to Tesco's.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to Simon and Dave and all the rest of the lads.
Bragging about your bike.
And that, no, actually, Dave goes, have you got your bike yet? I goes, yeah, I've just been to pick it up. He goes, and I suppose you loved every minute of it.
What's that grey thing, John? Has it fallen off the roof?
Watch what?
That grey thing on the ground.
Off the
vent.
It's off the toilet.
The vent.
The vent.
Oh, I'll throw it back out there.
I'll put in the garage. I won't lose it then. It just slides on. The wind lifted it up, I suppose. I'm definitely not putting it back on today, but I will put it back on maybe.
You know that chap, two doors down, with the BMW?
Mm.
The wind set his alarm off.
Really?
On his car. Mm. Shook it.
Yeah.
Must be very sensitive.
Upstairs, on the bed, Vaseline on your nose. Now.
How much did my shopping come?
Go on.
£8
something.
Go upstairs.
Oh, that was good.
Hurry up.
He's going as well.
He's gone.
He goes, upstairs, on the bed. Vaseline on your nose. Go on. And he's gone up.
I think he's getting hooked on the taste of Vaseline, that dog.
So, I'm going to pop round to Matt's tonight.
Who's Matt? Where's he live?
Bromsgrove.
Mm. He's the one with the bike?
Yeah.
The one that dropped out of college?
Work.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I'll ring him up, see if he's in.
You mean you're not going to show off to John?
Oh yeah, I've got a call for him on the way.
Does he know Matt?
No.
I seen Andy in town today walking around with his headphones in.
Oh yeah.
Is that tasty?
It is, actually. It's a bit big, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, jam demolished my little omelette pan.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Ideas of frying pan.
Rick. Stop looking at your face. Oh,
you get Vaseline on?
Mm. Oh, yeah, I've got some there.
Get your Vaseline on, Rick. Well, good boy. I wonder if these people that have to listen to these tapes can understand doggy language as well.
No.
No? What do you think, Rick? Did John tell you anybody that takes part will get a Marks and Spencer's voucher?
Huh?
Wonder if we'll get any vouchers for the dog in the pet food shop.
It makes enough noise, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It was also noted today at these presentations that I was the one with the least Brummie accent.
Uh-huh.
Which made me feel good. Well, except for Andy.
Oh, Andy.
The Nigerian. Yeah. Yeah. Except for him, of course, but. Because I was getting a bit upset that my voice was going a bit Brummie.
I've given her hair dry back. On trial, I've told her. She leaves it plugged in, switched on again. She won't get it back.
Yeah. She's definitely unplugged the hairdryer and she's unplugged her radio as well.
Because it ain't on. I ain't having the house burnt down. Bloody hairdryers.
Well, we want to know, if Rick joins in the conversation, do we get any vouchers for doggy food?
Yeah, we do, don't we? Yeah, we do. You are cheeky. What about your food? Tell Mary. Tell Mary all about it.
I don't want to know about it, Rick. Well, who noticed that you had the least Brummie accent?
The instructors and all the other lads.
Did they record it or that? No.
Which is a good job. Because most of us were petrified anyway.
Well, that's a bit like that, the teaching skills that I had to do at that time when I was on the course. And I had to think up something that I do as a hobby to teach other people. But I did the little flowers, you say, and took them in. And it is quite nerve-wracking, really, to sit there. Especially when the instructors come over and they're sort of sitting watching as well.
Oh. The bad thing was, as soon as I picked my cards up, I dropped them all, you know. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And they went all over the place. So I had to pick them back up. Sorry, bit of nerves.
Be back to front now this morning, yeah. John wants me to throw his trousers on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting on him picking up the machine. It tickles me the way you call it portable and you can hardly lift it. Well, we took Patricia in to, we'll give her a lift as far as Longbridge today. She was going back to get her coat changed. And then she was going to the careers office. And they were going to send her for an interview straight away. I told her to be home reasonably early, but she's not home yet.
Well.
car isn't that far to the foot of the shuffle.
I know.
Don't let it beat you.
Oh, dear, Mum.
Only a little omelette.
Little, it was bigger than the plate. You had to fold it in half to get it on.
That's what I said to John. I said, you've got your dinner in between an omelette.
Yeah, that's right.
I suppose you could call it a Spanish omelette. What I tried to do was
one
of those plymans.
Did you have a surplus of eggs or something?
Well,
pardon me.
I knew you wouldn't eat sort of sliced ham on its own with vegetables. So I knew you would eat it like that in an omelette.
I mean, if it had been smaller, well, I'll have a go, but I may not eat all this. But if it was smaller, it's really tasty as well.
Mm. But you like those, well, the countrymans or plymans in a packet, and you just throw them into the pan and cook it for about 15 minutes. And that was just potatoes and eggs, wasn't it? And some cheese.
Don't remember.
What I want to do, I want to cut the shopping down as much as I possibly can.
Well, I think £8 is a good start.
But when I go to the shop and I spend £75 for a week, we have to keep making trips back to the shop because we need bread or milk or something else that we forgot.
So just make little trips?
So we're just making little trips as we run out of stuff.
Good idea.
See how that will work out any better.
Yeah. Well, the good news for the environmentalists is the bike runs on unleaded, which is good news, because like that's not so expensive. So I shall have to take it to the petrol station in a minute.
Yeah. Does it need oil or anything like that?
He showed me where the little oil level was. So you don't have a dipstick, there's a little glass hole where you look in. With a maximum and a minimum, like on your dipstick. And you just look at it.
Well, just be careful when you go out.
Yeah.
It's gonna make it. It's not the bikers. It's the other idiots on the road. Alright?
Not more. In 2 minutes, John will verify this. Do you remember, John? We came out of the shop, turn left there, and then turn right. We're going down this road, and John was in front of me. And just as John went past this wagon, it pulled out, and there was a car coming the other way. Hit my horn. I could have shouted louder. And he stopped, and luckily there was just enough room for me to slow down and just go between them. But I mean, that guy just pulled out in front of me. Huge, huge lorry.
Oh, he didn't see you or just didn't?
Didn't care. He saw me all right because, like John said, I had the headlights on.
Well, that's it. Don't expect anybody else to obey the highway code.
Yeah. What?
Did you see them two dirty, great big no right turn signs?
What, no right turn signs?
What?
I said to the bloke, I said, how do you get out of that junction? He said, you don't, there's no right turn. I looked up the road and there was two great big signs, no right turn. I'd have really gone that way twice.
Yeah.
I turned right.
Yeah, because it's a very awkward junction. Thank you, Mum.
Doc's looking at you. Would you want to be sick? What are you drinking?
I don't see any bacon in there. You're not having bacon until Monday.
Are you going to buy it tomorrow?
No.
Oh.
you don't leave Bacon.
I'm not working Monday.
Well, you can go on Monday.
Saturday, Sunday. What's that Sunday? When?
Monday.
I'll be up then. I won't need it.
Well, I might get it Sunday for you.
Okay.
But we'll talk about this and we'll say, we're cutting the second down. I'm not going shopping. And the first thing you do is demand that we have butter in the house. So we had to go on and do shopping just to get you butter.
No, you didn't. You bought dog food, you bought milk.
Yeah, I didn't actually need to go shopping, or I didn't want to go shopping.
You did. You needed butter.
No, you needed butter. There's margarine
all
in
right,
there.
All right, don't you eat it. Don't you touch that butter.
Right, come on.
Not anybody else. If you're saying you're buying the butter solely for me, then I just want me solely to eat it. But I'm not carrying it, can
I? I need your butter as well.
Ryan, you're not to eat it.
What? No, you're not my person,
no. No. She says you have to go out and buy butter solely because I wanted it. And
what?
I've had the bargain because we've had to buy butter.
Well, I wanted it as well, so it's two against one.
And if you see her eating our butter, I'll be there.
Listen.
Now that you've said that.
I went up Laura on the toast. That's horrible. This girl was all watery.
I'm not amused.
Well, neither am I. He said he wants butter.
Yeah?
Well, why couldn't you put up on margarine for one day?
Oh, we could have, but I didn't mind getting
really? I wouldn't have minded just for today.
I didn't mind going.
Now you say that when the butter's in the dish.
I didn't say I've got to have it today. Did I?
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. Your suggestion to send Brian to the shops, not mine.
When that butter runs out, you're on the floor.
Well, can you empty one of those and put it in that bucket?
Can you turn that tape recorder off so I can pump it?
Pumping it probably won't come out on the tape. Switching off as requested. It's just calling me dinner. Oh, I can lick it clean. Is it Lynn that's at the door?
Go out, Rick.
That's the only one we got, I think.
Pump
it. Why, it's a good pump. It's pump James's head up.
I came out with the awful truth today to the lads.
Oh, you dropped it.
I loved it.
Why, you told me you fell off your bike?
You said, you're not going to believe this.
He goes, why aren't you on your bike, Brian? I goes, I wait till they're all around. I goes, look, I'll tell you all together. Get it over with. I lost my balance and I dropped it. All right, there you go. Thank you, bye. Come here, tell us all about it. He goes, what you done? I goes, oh, I've just broken the indicator lens and a few of the little ditties.
Delete that.
One of yours. Did you like that, Joe?
I'm not finished yet.
There's another two for you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. I'll sort them out.
Have you been up to have your mouth? Have you been up to dance?
Come on, Tesco.
Take your special.
I'm gonna cook in for. I thought you were better.
Shut up, Rick. Corny's all right, isn't it? £390 insurance.
Ten bad.
I've got to get that down a bit. Charge me £10 for a couple of that, you know, just for
really?
3 or 4 days. You know, while the changeover has been done. Got my registration number today.
J.
102.
Is it TOV or?
No, it's a
Welsh one.
Wanted number. WYC or something.
No thanks.
No thanks, Marie. WYC, I think it is.
So all the ones you see around over are TOC and.
Yeah, they got O number or B.
Yeah, POV or whatever. Go on, then.
At one time, the fee was only for commercial vehicles. Mm. You know, live bands and commercials, but it's used for anything now. You know, our car's DVP.
Yeah. Oh, and I can't eat that bread and butter there. Chocolate. One of the lads there, Alan, he goes, I'm surprised you haven't committed suicide yet after dropping your pride and joy.
Well, it does hurt your pride.
Oh yeah, especially when you do it in front of all the neighbours. Can't show my face again.
Sorry, Rick, you're not having any of this. Too good.
Hope it's dry tomorrow. I feel so bad about going to work on it then.
It was wet just take your time.
Yeah.
Keep it upright.
I can't understand how I did it, you know.
Well, you didn't realise it was that heavy, did you?
No.
It's catching you by surprise.
I think I must have had my weight to the front of the bike, you know, coming up on the braking. When does the insurance run out?
Huh?
When does the insurance run out?
Where
is it? The insurance run out.
It's run out.
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
Quick, bring him up.
Pressure's Jackson was down again this morning, we must keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Because this heating cannot be on unless there's at least between 1 and 2 bar.
What was it on?
Nothing.
Huh?
Means the system wasn't pressurised.
Yeah.
Could be very dangerous.
Will it give a constant readout through the day? Even when it's switched off?
Yeah, it shouldn't move. The pressure's okay, Mary.
Because I didn't notice it this morning. When I turned it on.
Probably be alright to use the hot water system, but not the heating.
Alright.
Because it's a pressurised system. So if you have a look, and you can't see that needle.
Yeah. The water pressure's definitely changed.
Well, it's changed now.
In the shower, for one.
It's up now.
It's weak in the shower.
With the wood of it, there's no pressure on it?
No, it's always weak. It's always weak in the shower now. It's never as strong as it used to be.
It shouldn't be, it should be okay.
And it's cold as well. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I had a shower. Well, perhaps the water's been turned down a bit.
I keep turning it up again, but it's cold every time I use it. You know, I pull it out and turn it up hot.
No, I mean here.
Oh, here?
On the boiler. That water.
Rick?
It's only on 1.5, it should be higher than that. I'll put it up to 2.5 and it should be warm enough there.
Right, lovely. You see what Mum did to it, just?
Well, we'll have to watch that boiler.
Yeah.
Look fatal if we abuse it.
Just open the door in the dog's mouth. Open the fridge door and eat him right in the mouth, didn't you?
Poor Rick. My poor baby. Oh, come, what did she do to you? What have I got for you?
Hang on.
How much do you love me? That much? Okay. You're only having little bits. You're not having any bones or anything like that. We'll have to keep it out and use it.
Is there a time limit?
45 minutes aside, so it's...
I mean, no. When he wants it all done by?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday? All them tapes?
As many as possible. What do you mean? We have to keep it out. Somebody's put it away, you see.
Mother?
Yeah. Oh, don't doubt it. There's only one person that commits the mortal sins.
That's it, yeah. And her name is Mother.
Well, it certainly begins with that. Right, sorry, Rick. You're not having any rice.
No.
That's what I'm on. What are you looking for?
Paperwork lamp for this. Mary!
Ah, oh, that hurt.
Mary, I didn't want her to have you. Mary. Mary, where's the paperwork belonging to that?
I don't know, Tom.
Oh, some of it. I will get it all out and run. There's a book in there. I've got to pull it. That's it. It happened to be a pen in it, is it? I must see one.
Got my cover note.
No idea.
Friday the 13th. What a day to buy a motorbike. See, the value of the bike came down. The value of the insurance came down. Because I put the value at £1,200. There was a 10% discount if you had it under £1,250.
Yeah.
So, in some ways it's cheap insurance, but in others, it's a bit of a sting.
You made any tea, Mary? No. Do you want some tea?
I want to get into the habit of finishing and getting the dishwasher on and cleaning the kitchen completely.
tutoring Apex up in case they were recruiting, because the job's up on the notice board. But he said Apex didn't know anything about it at the moment. Eat that food now. I've had enough of you. You've been perfectly silly. Don't put it away then, Mary.
What?
Don't put it away, you'll have to leave it out.